Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, the second to last line on page 204. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Zimein Orchim, a person invited guests, Veheichin Lohem Minei Megodim, and he prepared for them various foods, various delicacies. V'kosav V'ksav, and he wrote down in writing, Kama Zimein, how many people he invited, he also wrote their names. The Kama Megodim Heichin Lahem. And he wrote down the foods that he prepared for them. So he wrote down a whole menu, he wrote down a whole invitation list. Osir Likroso B'Shabbos. It is Osir to read that list of invited guests, or the people who are supposed to be invited, as we'll see. It is Osir to read the menu on Shabbos. Afilu imhu kosov agabe kosel gavua harbe. Even if the list is written on a high wall, very high up on a wall, it is still aser. Mishum gzeira shemayikra b'shitrei hadyotos. Chazal aser this, it was a gzeira that you might come to read shitrei hadyotos. Tahainu shitrei chovos v'chashbonos. You might come to read shtaros that have debts on them and different calculations on them. The Ramah says, da afilu la'ayin behem below kriya aser. Even to look at them without reading them with your mouth is usr. Aval im chokak bakosa chakika shokas mutter. However, if it was carved into the wall, it was not written, it was carved into the wall, engraved inside, it's mutter. Aval betavlu pinkas. But if it wasn't engraved on the wall, but rather it was on some kind of board, some kind of ledger that moves around, afilum hu chokok asa lekroso. Even if it is engraved inside, it is still asa to read it. Let's see the Mishabura, many important Mishaburas, many notes here as well. Sivkota mem zayin, asa lekroso. You cannot read the list of guests or the list of foods that are being prepared for your guests on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, but Gemara Isa Shnei Ta'amim, the Gemara brings down two reasons. Echot Shema Yimchok Min Ha'orachim U'min HaMegodim. Number one is, if you're reading a list of people that you want to have for your Simcha, and you're reading a list of foods that you want to serve, we're worried you might erase some of the guests, and you might erase some of the foods. The Hainu, that means to say, Shalufa'amim Roa Shalohichin Lam Kol Tzarkam. Sometimes by reading it, you're going to realize that you didn't prepare enough food for all these guests. And you're going to feel bad, you're going to regret that you invited too many guests. You're going to erase some of the writing. You're writing a list, you're passing it over to the Shamish who's going to go and invite them. You might erase some of the names before you give the paper over to the Shamish. So too when it comes to the list of foods. Sometimes you also might change your mind and decide to limit the menu. That's reason number one brought down in the Gemara. The otam, the second reason brought down in the Gemara, which is the reason the Mechaber brings down, is Shema Yavo Likros Gam B'Shitrei Hadyotos V'Zeh Oser. You might come ahead and from reading your menu, from reading your guest list, you might go ahead and read Shtaros that have calculations, that have debts on them, and that is Oser, like you will see shortly in Sif Yud Gimel. Umashen Ohagim Shashamish Kore Mitoch Aksav L'Suda. That which the minog is, that a shamish goes around inviting people from a written list on Shabbos for the Suda. So yesh machmirim. There are those who are machmir. Granted, that the concern that you might come to erase doesn't necessarily apply over here. When you're the head of the Suda, it's your Suda, you might erase. The shamish is just a doing a service to you. He's not deciding who gets invited. So we're not necessarily concerned that he's going to come to erase. Umitam shekasavnu, for the reasoning written above. Mikomakom halo ikal lemigzer mishum shana yikra b'shitrei hadyotos. But the second reason we mentioned, that from reading a list of guests or a list of food, you might come to read other shtaros that are not allowed. So the shamish, it applies as well. And therefore, that which you're knowing that the Shamish is inviting people from a written list is not so pasha. There are those who are machmir. Ach, kashas su'udi hi shel mitzvah. However, if the su'udah they're being invited for from the Shamish is for a dvar mitzvah, yesh lahokil la'kriya la'shamish, then you could be lenient for the Shamish to read the list from a written paper. Tehavi b'chlal chefsei shamayim d'shari. That would be included in the category that we've been discussing of inyanim for shamayim, which is mutter. Kemoshekosav simin shinvav sivav. The kol shekain the mutter l'shamish l'hachriz kruz v'esamedrish mitoch haksav. Certainly the Shamish or the Gabbai is allowed to make an announcement in the Beis Medrash from writing. Let's say he wants to announce something about a Cherem or something else that's important. He would be allowed to make that announcement. Omnam, however, however, the Shari Tshuva brings down to answer up to Minhag that you can be lenient to have the Shamish go ahead and invite the guests from a written piece of paper, even if the Suda is not a Suda's mitzvah, just a Suda's a Rishus. Dial HaShamish may kar lo gazru. His reasoning is that they never made the Gzeira of reading the list of guests. If you are the Shamish, if you are the one who's going ahead and inviting for someone else, because if you're not the host, you're just the delivery man, you're just the intermediate that's going and inviting the guests of the Baal Bayis, you might try to memorize the list, and you might make mistakes, and you might invite the wrong person or forget to invite someone, and that will cause a great damage. Look at the story in Gittin, of Kamsa bar Kamsa, where there was a person in charge of inviting someone named Kamsa, and he accidentally invited bar Kamsa, and it led to the Churban Abayis. So if the messenger, the Shamish, is going to be inviting people not from a written list, he might mess up, and that could cause a catastrophe. And therefore, says the Shari Tshuva, there is what to be lenient about, not only like the Mishnah Berurah said earlier for a Dvar Mitzvah, where it's Chesed Shamayim, but even for a Sudas HaRashus, it could be that it would be Mutter. Sifkata Mem Ches, we said reading this list, assuming you're not the Shamish, is Usser, even if it's written very high up on a wall. She'enu Magia L'Sham Limchok. Clearly, there's no concern that you're going to come to erase that you can't reach it, so there's no Gzeira Shem Yimchok, but it is still a Gzeira of Shtari Hedyoto, so that's Usser. However, we said if it was chokak bakosel, if it was carved out into the wall, so then we said it would be mutter. The mishum shema yimchok leka, since it's carved inward, it's not considered any concern for erasing. The chakika kevan shish shokas, an engravement, since it goes in, kosha limochek, it's very hard to erase. And because you might read regular shtaros, there's also no makom for gzeira. Here, you're not going to confuse something that's engraved into the wall. You're not going to mix it up with a shtar. Even though if it was written very high on the wall, there is a gzeira, you might come to read the shtaros. That's because it's written on the wall, and it's written on the shtaros. So you might make a confusion, and one will lead to the other because they're both in writing. From the engravement on the wall, you're not going to go ahead from reading something that's engraved on the wall and go ahead and read something that's written in a shtar, and therefore there's no makom for that gzeira. Aval betavlo pinchas, if it's written on some kind of board or some kind of ledger, shehemetatl, and they move around, so then michlof b'shtari hadyotos, then there is a concern that you'll confuse it with shtari hadyotos because they're both movable and therefore they are more similar. Sivkata nun chakika shokas, we said this leniency of the engravement if it was engraved inward, avo boletes aser, but if it's engraved outward, right, the letters are bullied outward, that's going to be aser. The gazrina shema yimchok, because there we worried you might erase. It's easier to erase something that's engraved when the letters are sticking out than when the letters are sticking in. Even if it's engraved outward, it's sticking out the letters very high up where you can't come to erase it anyway. It's still going to be awesome. Mishum lo plug. We don't make any chilukim. Kemo shekosav simen ayin reish hei. Vahapisko sheshulchen hakonim shekosav behem mi'er Shabbos chum hayayin vashecha shelukhim. So what they used to do is a person wanted to buy wine or beer from a person, so he would pay for it earlier. He would get a little card that says that he's paid for his wine and his beer, then he would give it in on Shabbos and get back the wine and beer that he paid for. So these pitkos that the buyers are sending, and it's written on them from before Shabbos, the amount of wine and beer that they're buying, shelo kadinhu, that is not allowed on Shabbos. To osir likros ben b'Shabbos, you can't read those little cards. Because again, gzeira of shtari hadyotos. Kein kosav al yirabah. V'nira dim kosav behen rak simona ba'al mashari. B'zok the Mishavura, it appears if it's not written out explicitly, it's just a sign. There's like markings that are assigned to how much you bought, then it appears that it would be mutter. There is a very important note over here. If you turn back to page 204, if you look at note number 48, Ula'ayin b'rishimas marim makomo sheheichin l'shir teira. So you can't read a list of who's invited to a Suda. You can read a list, we said, of the foods that are prepared for a Suda. What about reading a list of Ma'ar Mekomos for a Shir? Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. Skip one paragraph. V'isha sheichina rishima shahamonos osan hirotze lahagish besuda shabbos v'achag. A woman made a menu of what she wants to serve on the four sudas of Yontif, or the six sudas of a Shabbos after a Yontif. Says of this in Karelitz, shetikra le'echad mibnei habayis. She should call over one of the family members, she'eino rashai limchog meharishima, who's not allowed to erase from the list. The woman who prepared the food, she's the one who could adjust the menu, but not her son, hopefully. So therefore, she can call her son over to read her the menu, and that would be permissible, but she can't read the menu herself. V'tomar lo sheikrena, she could tell her son or someone else in the family to read it to her husband. Shekevan shelo tielo menuchas hanefesh, since she's not going to be relaxed. In lo tistakel b'rishima, if she can't get a glance at what she's serving at the next meal. So nechshev hadover kitzarach haguf, that's considered tzarach haguf. V'lo gozru bazesh shematova likro b'shtari hadyotos. And in that case, the gzera was never made. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Sheyitochin shemuter leisha atzma lehisbonim bechataf b'rishimas hamonos kedei lehizocher b'seder hagashoslan. It could be that the woman herself can look very quickly, a quick glance, just to see the order that she set up and how she's serving the food. Next paragraph. A gabai in the shul, harotze layim b'rishimas hamispalim. He wants to look at the list of the people who are davening there. Kedei liros mikibel aliyah latorah b'shabbos ha-shavri. He wants to see who he gave aliyahs to last week and before. He doesn't want to do repeats. He wants to see other people. So tzidid ashari Ephraim shemuta, that's fine. Shekevan she'ein kriyasu al dvarim asidiyim. Since he's not reading a list about things in the future where you might come to erase, el al dvarim she'avru, rather it's on things that passed already, lochein ein locho shem yimchak, there's no concern of erasing. V'od, sha'rabim ha'ninsom v'esakneseh shomrim olav shelo yimachek. Also, he's in shul a lot of people. If anyone sees him taking out an eraser, they'll stop him. So he has shomrim, so that's not a problem. Ay, shtari hadyotos. The af misad akzeiro shel shem yikra b'shtari hadyotos. Even the akzeiro that he might come to read other shtaros. Ein lesor mipnei shenechsheves kriyoso kedvar mitzvah. This is also considered dvar mitzvah. He's trying to keep the peace. So once you get upset, give out the right aliyahs to the right people in the right time. That's considered dvar mitzvah. There's no problem with shtari hadyotos. There's no problem with sheve yimachik. And therefore, that would be permissible. Says the mechaber vayter sif yud gimel. So we said in sif yud beis, that reading a list of guests or a menu is usher on Shabbos because of you might erase, and because of exeri you might read shtari hadyotos. So Sif Yud Gimel says shtari hadyotos, the hainu shitrei chovos v'chashbonos, shtaros where you have debts written down or other calculations, the igro shel she'ela shalom are just letters of greeting, usher likrosam, they are forbidden to be read on Shabbos, v'afilu la'ayin b'hem below kriyas, or even just to glance at them without reading it with your mouth is also aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkata Nun Aleph, shtarei chovos v'chashbonos. Why are shtarei hadyotos aser to be read on Shabbos? Yesh omrim mishum mimtzochev tzecha. Some say that it's because you're dealing with your own needs. V'yesh omrim mishum shema yimchok. You might come to erase. Now, to say you can't read a menu, because you might read shtarei hadyotos, because you might come to erase, or even passing mitzvah tzecha would seem to be a gzeira l'gzeira. So the poskim say that it was really one big gzeira together, that you wouldn't be able to have being careful about shtarei hadyotos if you didn't aser both. If you wouldn't be able to be careful not to erase if you didn't make the gzeira on shtarei hadyotos and also the menus. So it's viewed as one gzeira, so it's not considered a gzeira l'gzeira. Sifkata nun bei she'ela shalom. Why is that aser? Mishum de michlaf b'shtari hadyotos. If you're going to read a regular letter that your friend sent you, a word, you're going to go to read shtari hadyotos. V'afil ayin b'em sefkotan un gimel. D'ef shirkishim ma'ayin shelo yisav yitim b'nyanei hashtaros. You're going to be glancing with your eyes at the shtari hadyotos. It's impossible that you're not going to come discuss it and get involved in the business, and therefore it's usher. Umayri kishiyodea mikfar mak sivba. And we're talking about a case where you know already what's written there. That's when it's aser k'demuchach gamei, like we'll see shortly in the next sif. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yudalad. Likros b'igeres hashluchalo, to read a letter that was sent to you. Im eino yodea makosav b'mutter. If you don't know what is written in the letter, it's permissible. V'lo yikra b'piv ele ya'ayin b'ba. You shouldn't read it with your mouth, you should just look at it with your eyes. V'imhuva b'shvilo michutz la'tchum. If this letter was brought to you from outside the tchum, tov li'zoyer shelo yigaba. it's good to be careful not to touch the letter. So there's a lot going on in this sif. Let's begin the Mishabura sif katan nun dalet. Again, the first point was a letter comes in the mail on Shabbos, and you don't know what's written, you're allowed to read it. Nun dalet, the shema yesh ba dover shetzor chaguf. It might be something very important to your guf, and therefore you're allowed to read it. Ve'eino doma l'shtari hadyotos. It's not similar to shtari hadyotos. Shehem rak tzarech mamono. Shtari hadyotos is only about your money. This, we're worried, maybe it's about your guf. Ve'hine, after yesh osrim gam ba'ofenze, even though there are some who aser, even this case, the first time, kimavur bebeis Yosef, samach bazel lahakel. The mechaber over here relies on a more lenient shita, but often shalo yikurak yayin bilvad. If you don't read it with your mouth, you just look at it with your eyes. So the mechaber is lenient. The biyin bilvad gam ken yesh matirim b'shtar hedyotos. Because if you're just reading with your eyes, there are some shitas that say even by shtar hedyotos are mutter. So therefore, the mechaber is lenient. The letter that comes in the mail. So if you read it just with your eyes, so there is makel that it's mutter. Very important note over here. Note number 60. Umashma shalachar shekara es haigeres pamachas. Clearly, the mashmos of the mechaber is once you read the letter one time, ein likro ba pam shnia. You can't read it a second time. Kafi shekasa beis yosef, but that's when yiruchem she ein likro beigaro zu shuv. You can't read this letter again. Mipnei shekvar ein bekal tzarach aguf. If it's important for your guf, let's say it's an emergency. So you read it once, you know what the emergency is. You have no reason to read it again. So you're only allowed to read it one time. Skip to the next paragraph. Very important. Ubizmanenu writes the Igros Moshe, She'ein lahatir likro michtav she'igia b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read a letter that comes on Shabbos. She'mistaber she'ilu ha'isa ha'udah nechutzalo. If the letter was really an emergency, hayu modiim lo zos b'telephone. Nowadays we have something called a telephone. You're not getting an emergency pikuach nefesh letter in the mail nowadays. If it was important, you would have gotten a phone call, and therefore Zakar Moshe nowadays his heter does not apply. A letter that comes, you can't even read it for the first time because we're not worried that it's nogeya to the tzarach haguf. However, he does write on the other end of Shlomo Zalman Aruch argues, and he writes shegam bizmanenu mutter likro mechtovim shegiu b'Shabbos. He argues and says nowadays you also the din applies as well, and we're not mechalik. But Moshe says nowadays you can't. Says the Mishnah Berurah this of Katanun Hey. We ended off the sif and we said it's good to be careful that if a letter came for you from outside the tchum, not to touch it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mishum Muktzah. The letter that comes outside the tchum on Shabbos is Muktzah. Shahuva Michutz LaTchum. It came from outside the tchum. Dimilvad ze ein shem Muktzah Aleihem. Besides for this Nakuda that came outside the tchum, it would not be Muktzah. After ein okli, even though a letter is not really a vessel, dalo roi lotzra pitz lochiso, you could always use a letter to cover up a glass, to cover up some kind of kli, and therefore it would not be muktzah except for the fact that it came from outside the tchum. Ella, yiftachenu ha'enu Yehudi, the guy should open the letter, v'hu ya'ayin bo, and you can look at it. The after davar shuva michutz latchum, even though when something comes from outside the tchum, kaimelon da'aser lehanos mimeno mishuva bishrilo, we hold, and we'll see more of this later, something that comes outside the tchum for you is aser to get hana from it, v'av hocha alo akriya v'ha'in hana hilo, and by you reading this letter, even if the guy opens it, you're getting hana, you're not allowed to get hana, something that was brought from outside the tchum for you on Shabbos, so how are you allowed to read it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important. Hasam taimo mishum gzeira shem yomar le'enu Yehudi shiyavi lo michutz latchum. In general, when something was brought from outside the tchum for you on Shabbos, you can't get ano because the word you might ask a guy to bring something from you outside the tchum. Aval hocha biigeres lo shayach lo marakein. That whole reason doesn't apply over here when it comes to a letter. Because a letter is not planned by you. She'enu yodea mi yishlach lo. We're not worried you're going to ask someone else to bring a letter. You don't know who wants to send you a letter, and therefore the whole reason doesn't apply. If a guy brings you something that's nogea for you to ask him to bring it again, so then there's makom to say, don't get hanah from it, because you might ask the guy to do it for you again. But over here, where someone randomly sent you a letter, so it was planned by the other person, not by you, so that gzeira would not apply. That's reason number one. V'gam yesh lomar delo choshev hano. We could also say it's not even considered hano. Kevan she'enu nena migufa shel melacha. You're actually not benefiting from the melacha the guy did. The melacha the guy did was carried from outside the tchum. You happen to be reading the letter, but you're not actually benefiting from the actual melacha itself, so maybe this is not called benefiting from the melacha. Sivkata nun vav, very important, Mishnah Berurah over here. The mechaber says you should not touch the letter that comes from outside the tchum. It is muktzah. That is very not pashut. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, Ha'achronim Hiskinu. The Achronim agree. De'ein bazem mishum muktzah klal. Actually, the letter that comes from outside the Tchum on Shabbos is not muktzah at all, according to the poskim. Why is that? K'dekai malon b'simin tov kuf tezvav, like we're going to paskin later on. De'dover haba michutz latchum ein ba iser muktzah. Anything that comes from outside the Tchum does not have an Isser Muktzah. Afilu l'mi shehuva b'shvilo da'asar lihonos imenu. Even though it was brought for me, and I'm not allowed to benefit from it, it is not Muktzah even for me. Why? Ho'el v'roi li'yisrael acher lihonos imenu. An item is not Muktzah, and Rich Shem will start his Muktzah next week, but something that's Muktzah, so it has to be something that nobody can use. Something that I can't use, but someone else can use it, it's not muktzah for anyone. So even though something brought from outside the tchum for me, is usher for me, but it's not usher for others who wasn't brought for them, and therefore since they could use it, it makes it not muktzah even for me. So the poskim argue with the mechaber, and they say a letter brought from outside the tchum, you can't touch it, it is not considered muktzah. V'im makbid al igeres l'hishtamish bo. However, if you get a very important letter and you're so makbid not to use it for anything else, and it's so precious to you, kederech ha-socharim ha-menichim igeres ha-mischa b'mokom ha-mutzna shel yovdu, like merchants who get a business letter and they put it in a private place so it shouldn't get lost, they get a title or something, they get something very important, hey muktzim v'osu l'taltulim, those papers would be muktzim machmas chasar and kiss. If you wouldn't move it for anything else, that would be muktzah, and that would be usher to move it for a different reason, not because it came from outside the chum, but rather because it's muktzah mamas chasar kis. Kasu achronim nogu shelo lekabel ha'ikaris miyad ha'inu yehudi ha'mevi b'shabbos. The minhag is, even though we're saying it's not muktzah according to the poskim, the minhag lemaisa is not to receive a letter from a goy that's being brought on Shabbos. El omrim lo shianiach al gabe karko al gabe shulchan. Rather, we ask the goy to put it down on the ground or on the table. Ki choshishin shema terem sheyamu lofush. We're worried that maybe before the mail delivery man stands still, yito ha-yisrael ha-igeris miyado. Maybe you're going to take it from the mailman while the mailman is still walking. V'nimsa sha-yisrael yase gemar ha-utzah mirishus l'rishus. And maybe you are completing the maisa ha-utzah from one rishus to another rishus. Sha'einu yehudi osa akira. The goy did the akira, the Yisrael hanocha. So if you take it from him while he's still walking, he did not hear, he didn't do hanocha. So you taking it, now you're doing hanocha. So you're doing a chelek of a malacha on Shabbos. And therefore the minhag is, don't take it from the goy. Even if you know he's standing still, don't take it from him. Let him put it down on the table. Let him put it down on the floor and just leave it. V'im ho'igeres hi'chasuma, if it is a letter that is sealed, Omer le'inu Yehudi, you say to the goy, Eini yochel likrosel kolz man sheinu pasuach. I can't read it if it's not open. Umemelo yavin ha'enu yehuda v'yitacheyu. And the Nailo, the guy, will understand that he should open it, and he will open it. Velo yomar le'enu yehudi behed yelefasko. You should not tell the guy straight away to open it. Yat mirames imlo tzar god, unless it is a great need. Va'ayin lekamon besov simen shin mem bebir alocha. Let's read one more sif. Sif tesvov. The Mechaber says in tesvov, Kosel ovilon, a wall or a curtain. Sheyesh bo tsuros chayos mishunos. They have pictures of some interesting animals. O diokno shel bnei adam shel maisim. Or they have pictures of incidents of people. Kigom milchamos David and Goliath. For example, there's a picture of the war between David and Goliath. Vikosvin zo tsuras ploni. And they have written there, this is the form of so-and-so. Vized diukon ploni, this is a maisa so-and-so. Aser likros bo b'shabbos. You can't read the caption under a picture on Shabbos. That is the mechaber in Sif Tezvav. So the Mishabur writes in Zekatan and Zayin, then we'll see an important note. Gezeira shema yikra b'shtari hadyotos. You can't read the caption under a picture because you might come to read documents on Shabbos. Look at note number 65, second paragraph. If you are writing under a picture that doesn't really add anything for you, it's nothing new. It's not masbir the picture any more than you knew. You have a picture of Chaim Kanievsky. And underneath it, it says Chaim Kanievsky, but you know who it is. So, Das Agono Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And of this in Kirelet, She'ein Isser Lekorot. It's not usher to read the caption underneath it. She'yesod ha'isser b'ksav she'mitachas ha'tmuna. The yesod of the isser of the writing under a picture, hu machma sha'ksav yachad im ha'tmuna yotzer sipur. It's because the writing with the picture together creates a whole story for you. V'imken kishe'ein tzara b'kisa. But if you have the whole picture, just by seeing the picture, you have the whole story. You don't need the writing. Lo nesra kriyaso. That writing is not usher. Utmuna hamevi lidei yira shemayim. It's a picture that brings about yira shemayim. Kigon tmunas adam gadol b'shas asiyas mitzvah. You have a gadol shaking the lulav and esrog. You're looking at that picture. It's inspiring. It's a chizuk. It brings to yira shemayim. So tzidid agon of this in Kirelet shemutter lekoru etzakisa shatachas atmuna b'chol inyan. You could always read the caption underneath that picture. V'afke she'ein mareo yadua. Even if you don't have clear what's going on, but the right underneath that it's a certain gadol doing pidyon petar chamor, whatever mitzvah you're not familiar with, that would be mutter because it brings about yira shemayim. Utmuna hamevia lidei havana shel divrei Torah, and a picture that's in a hilchos eruvin, hilchos sukkah. You're looking at pictures to get clarity what's going on in divrei Torah. Kigon tmunas arba bonim sheba hagadol shel Pesach. You're looking at the four sons. You're not sure which one is the Russia. You see the backwards baseball cap, like the Haggadahs bring the Russia wearing the backwards baseball cap. So das hagadol nis the karela shemutter lekaru es akisa shatachas atmuna. That case as well gives you a better understanding of the Haggadah, that's divrei Torah, and therefore that also will be permissible. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow mitzvah Hashem with Siv Tazayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.